Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
You know what? Thank gosh it's Friday. Oh, girl.
Ooh, TGIF, honey. Are you ready for another episode of the Pippingest, Steamingest pod on the apps?
We've got a little Palm Slings Pride roundup, some weekend chronicles.
How'd you know I got a sling? Speaking of chronicle, books, that is, Alaska's new book is out. My name's yours. What's Alaska?
I love to read. And Willem is really...
Willeming.
Willem is Willeming about all over the UK.
Mm-hmm. Plus, we talk about porn stars getting banned on Twitter, episode 7 of Druck 3, and questionable sexual etiquette from a fuckboy in the DMs.
So let's get this gossip cooking.
Ooh, get me the Lowry's first. We need to season.
Forever. Dog.
Such a good intro. Ooh. We had an audio issue, so we had to redo it. Can we recreate the magic? I don't know.
Just like magic.
We want to welcome you back for yet another steaming,
piping,
scalding, of hot goss. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives. Gossip and politics. And take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's do it. Let's get into birds do it, bees do it. Let's do it. Let's get into some hot goss.
Hot goss. Hot goss.
Bovine hormones. I heard that's what you were taking.
I took one T blocker, three bovine milk hormones, and you know that Premarin is from horses, don't you? It's pregnant mare urine. That's where they get the name Premarin.
Premarin is horse urine. B. Arthur
Birds do it, bees do it.
You guys, my speaker is not attached to my headphones. It hasn't been this whole time.
Wait, where's your headphone?
Since we started podcasting?
Yeah, it's been shouting out of my laptop this whole time, and I have the little earbuds in my ear, but it wasn't set to be coming out of them, so... Are we redoing it again?
Will make something happen.
What if we use the cut from Race Chaser Holland this week? Just use that.
Intro, clean. Transition, clean. Hoopla, clean. Clean sweep.
Clean sweep.
The pod was a clean sweep.
So my friends are so busy doing theater.
Honey, why are we all theater dolls right now?
You know how it is. One girl wants to do it, then the other girl has to do it. Well, I want to do a show. You like shows? I like shows. I want to be home by 11.
Is this the natural trajectory from models? Then we tank the clothing company, American Apparel. Then we go on to, you know, major theater productions. This is what the AAA girls do.
Some of us do books first. Some chose looks. Some chose books. But now
Wait a second, Courtney and I both have a book out at the same time, too.
Well, technically, we all do. My book's out, too.
What is going on? Okay.
Here's the thing, y'all will never be me.
Well, that's true. I have to, no, I do have to credit you with doing everything first, because I never want to do everything first. I'm like David Bowie. I'm like, you gotta wait till like second or third to do it. But
oh no, I like
the girls who do it first is brave.
Yeah, I'm usually the one to give out the doctor recommendations, the accountant recommendations, the lawyer.
You really do.
The publisher, the this, the that, the...
You really fucking ass do.
I think it's just because I was in season 4, and that was before most of the girls started, like, trying to be, like, something other than a normal
bar queen.
Well, a drag queen who just does drag. Nowadays, drag queens have to pretend like we're real celebrities and act like it. Like, I'm reading Courtney's book right now, and, like, yeah. She's talking about going to red carpets and any opening of an envelope in this whatever dress she could pull, and pretending to be a celebrity, basically.
Yeah.
Because that's what we need to do now, to fake it till we make it.
Pull the front of your hair out, put on a little tiny, you know... a chicken clucker wig and call it a red carpet.
That's what she did.
To me, that's an iconic fashion moment. Mm-hmm. You were also one of the first.
Have your boy nipples stick out.
You were one of the first girls to buy a home and in Palm Springs. Now everybody wants to move to Palm Springs. All
this
the girls
is true.
You got to spend what?
And rent it out.
Exactly. You're the blueprint. BLEW.
I threw up so that Trixie could have explosive diarrhea everywhere. I was the first girl with a number one album.
Yes.
On the Billboard, officially. Not a single, an album.
Okay.
I've been the first at a lot of things, I think. But that's just timing. Nowadays, who knows if I would even get on. Like, can't do a split. I can sew at least.
Oh, we're so lucky we got in under the wire. Oh, my God. Now, oh, my God. Well, nowadays on Drag Race, you have to be 19. Mm-hmm. You have to be exorbitantly wealthy.
Name yourself after a designer you never wear.
Yeah. You have to have access to vast wealth and resources.
Or work at an injectables clinic.
Right, and you must have veneers. You probably a nose job, it helps. And be 19. That it's like playing bingo. Be 19. That's being on Drag Race.
And maybe a little OnlyFans too, because some of the girls have them. And actually, I have some hot goss from somebody, since this is goss.
Coming down the
last week. Last week we had Miss Frisbee Jenkins, aka Sasha Bell, come on
Frisbina.
And tell us about the OnlyFans controversy. And the OnlyFans thing is not a World of Wonder thing; it's a Viacom thing. They just did it to the upcoming cast of The Challenge on MTV. If you have an OnlyFans pre-casting, you can keep it, but it has to be softcore. That's the rule. If you have an explicit content, which is vague wording, they'll need you to delete all said content before you can go on the show. This applies to anything under the Viacom umbrella, so that includes cast returning to All Stars. Someone told me, and that person's friend is the head of digital at Viacom, and sucked them off at a party, so it must be true.
Okay.
I'm kidding about some of that. We don't know, but this is hot goss, but this is what we've heard.
Okay. Well... pass
and
the
then
salt,
vinegar sucked
I'm taking
from the
it
back.
I'm taking it with a grain of salt if it comes
don't
from
don't you salt
Ahura.
Use vinegar, it's better.
So pass the fucking salt shaker, because you know the controversy we got into over the 10 days.
Wait, how
to shoot a season of Drag Race in 10 days.
Well, did you see the last episode? That was obviously a one-dayer. And you do know that, like, there are episodes that are shot longer than one day, but some of them were obviously one-dayers.
Okay. No, yeah. Which I think is a lot. And I think it's, you know, that's a lot of pressure on the girls. And it's a back-breaking schedule as it is.
I mean, you should have seen the workroom. People were rushing all over. A river ran through it.
This is why people tune in. It's this type of incisive. River Medway went home last week, by the way.
Oh, did she? Oh, bless her heart. Right in time for the holidays.
This is... Okay.
I went home last week, too. I was in Palm Springs for a second. It was great.
Did you have a nice time? I wish I could have seen you.
It was so great. I was in Palm Springs for Pride, and I didn't leave my house once. And at one point, I looked around my yard and counted 22 people. I knew 8 of them. Hey.
One of those type of parties.
Yeah, very that. Can we go in the house? Which room? What are you trying to do in there? We had so much fun. My drag daughter was there, and it was great. I had a great time. I didn't leave the house once. Everybody was like, come out, come out. I'm like, no, don't want to. I got my booster shot, so that kind of knocked me on my ass. But now I'm back in the UK in this place called Crewe, which is
nondescript. Is the name of a city?
Crewe. Yeah, C-R-E-W-E. And you know how many times we've been to England. So if we haven't been here yet, that probably says something about the town.
That's uncharted.
A metropolis. Yeah, so it's definitely not a metropolis. It's like a small little town. So far, so good.
I love it.
Yeah. So where are you at? Are you in Pasadena?
I'm in Los Angeles. I'm doing a show at the Pasadena Funhouse, the Pasadena Playhouse. Mm-hmm. We're doing Head Over Heels. We just started previews, which I was like, oh, it's just previews, whatever. We have rehearsal all day. It's not a big deal. But like, no, it was like the first performance. I was like, oh, this is kind of like, because officially opening night isn't until Sunday, but Tuesday was like our first like performance open to the public and people can buy tickets. So it was kind of like our opening. It went really great. It's a really fun, cool show. I'm really glad
another
I get
opening,
to do it.
Another hoe.
Girl. I also have a book on the shelves.
Book. My name's yours. What's Alaska? Available now at chroniclebooks.com/Alaska.
That's right.
It's a really great book. I can say it because I've read the whole goddamn thing. It's not like some of those other drag queen books, which are only available in discrete parts of the world. This is available worldwide. It's a worldwide book.
Are you talking about Courtney's book because it's only available in Aussie?
Oh, I don't. Who's this you speak of? Someone else wrote another book?
Okay.
Sounds like a limited release in select markets.
Book.
Yeah, your book is amazing. There's pictures. There's memories. I do a pop-up. You say, the girl that I knew then is not the girl that I know now.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, it's not.
I think back to that time when you... Okay, picture this. You...
Sicily.
Me.
San Antonio, 1931.
Michelle Visage living in a house in San Antonio, Texas. Just the three of us. No camera crew. I don't know why there wasn't a camera crew. We were living in a house doing a production of Rocky Horror in I don't even know what year this was. This was like 10 years ago.
2013.
Okay. Living in a house doing a production of Rocky Horror in San Antonio, Texas. You hated the fact that I was playing Cher music all the time because I would blast Cher's new album, Getting Ready.
All the time. And I like Cher. It was just a lot of Cher.
Honey, it was all Cher all the time. Cher and Miley, because Miley Cyrus's album had just come out at the same time.
The bangers, yeah.
Yeah.
And Michelle said there were no bangers. We're like, well, it's called bangers, so it is a banger officially. She's like, no. She did not like the Miley album.
We would get in fights in the dressing room because I was wasted on whiskey most of the time.
I was trying to fuck Brad, and he didn't want to fuck me.
Wow. Oh, Brad.
And I was going back and forth during a movie during the week in Spamberger near like Dallas. I was traveling a lot. I was tired. I was not having it. Michelle did give us good advice, so she convinced me to start using an eye cream. And I'm very thankful for that because that has served me well.
Well, she looks fantastic. So whatever she's doing.
I think she just uses eye cream. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Ooh, the rainbow spotlight is a sisterly spotlight. She is our Druck 3 sister. If your genitalia was something edible, what would it be?
A prickly pear.
A prickly pear. Mine would be a starfruit. But Miss Charitza May, she said her pussy is like a peach.
Yes.
And she wrote a song about it. And so you're not confused, the song is called My Pussy is Like a Peach.
Let's take a listen.
My pussy is like a peach. My pussy is like a peach. Outside is fluffy, inside you see. My pussy is like a peach. My pussy is like a peach. My pussy is like a peach. Outside is fluffy, inside you see. My pussy is like a peach.
I'm the princess peach, but you better call me queen. All this peach you use, baby, I'm gonna make you drink. I'm horny, I'm thorny, the Spanish supreme. I got a lot of ass and you want a lot of feet. My accent is thick, much more is my leak. Shonari, bitch, I will ready you to feel. My chorizo is so spicy, but my pussy is so sweet. I'm the fucking revolution, cause I bring you everything.
You devil hard and I'm bully, but if you're a sinner too, come and taste my paradise. I bring my forbidden fruit. The devil hard and I'm bully, you're not Adam, you're not Eve. Come and taste my paradise. Baby, it's all about my peach. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
My pussy is like a peach. My pussy is like a peach. Outside is fluffy, inside you see. My pussy is like a peach. My pussy is like a peach. My pussy is like a peach. Outside is fluffy, inside you see. My pussy is like a peach.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
We're back. Did you like that little break? Did y'all get some better help from Scentbirds?
I loved it. I live for it. I gag. I breathe. Okay.
Honey, it gave me my daily harvest.
We have... Bless us now, this daily harvest. Would you like to read this piece of information? This news?
Yes, I would.
This is something I really wanted to talk about on the pod, but you read faster than me, so if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. So, from Out Magazine, Raheem Shabazz, a gay adult content creator that shot to fame after launching his career in 2019, has been suspended from Twitter, along with a couple of other big performers, some of the Brazilians, like Farley, a guy named iFilms, who shot an orgy at my place in Palm Springs and does all of Raheem's content, and a lot of other guys. They've all been suspended from Twitter, and it's for some bullshit reason. Raheem recently hit the 1 million mark on Twitter, which is huge, and he's one of more than 30 accounts taken down. His career has largely operated through the fan site platforms, making his Twitter account Twitter is his primary tool of marketing, and the power of his platform has launched multiple other performers, including like Elijah Zane, a couple of other big ones. And earlier this year, within the span of 8 days, one actor's account went from launch to 30,000 followers just due to the cross promotion. Now this week, Raheem's account was suspended as evidenced by a note on Twitter. The reason given to all account users was violating our rules against ban evasion, meaning they've been blocked, suspended, or banned before, and then they tried to get around that and start new accounts. According to Raheem, this did not happen. But according to a blog operated by Scruff Brazil, some 30 Brazilian performers have also had their accounts suspended, including Ronnie Aslin and Cal Rodriguez. Both, and I know Rodriguez works with Raheem. According to Translation, those accounts received an email from Twitter's legal team saying to remove content, but did not specify what content should be removed, and days later, they were suspended. It's not known whether the suspensions are all connected, but many of Shabazz's collaborators are based in Brazil, and he often visited there to create content, and he's worked with quite a number who've been suspended. Also, a year ago, Shabazz, as well as some of his many collaborators and other porn performers like Max Conner, were the subject of a troll maliciously using Twitter's reporting tool to get accounts suspended in order to blackmail them. This is crazy. I'm a big fan of Raheem. I'm a big fan of Max and a couple of others. And so I reached out in the only way that I could with my
mouth?
Asshole.
Oh.
No. I'm close. especially when I'm bent over. I asked one of my friends who fucks Raheem to ask Raheem if he wanted to come on our podcast. And he said, Raheem said that he doesn't do interviews. They're just not his thing.
Okay. Did he have anything to say about it?
He wanted me to tell you that I was his favorite. Just that.
This podcast is over. Leave meeting.
No, he didn't. He is like kind of just this. If you follow his OnlyFans, he messages people like pretty much on the daily, and it may not be a personalized message, but he does keep in touch with people, and he is like a really sincere guy. And it's at a point right now where I feel like if he had a million on Twitter, I can't imagine what he had on OnlyFans. And I'm guessing the OnlyFans won't suffer just because the Twitter is down for right now, because he's doing great. And I'm glad so many people enjoy his work. I enjoy his work frequently.
Yes, but this speaks to a bigger issue, and it's, I'm sure his OnlyFans is still popping off, and I'm glad that it is, but his main, like, marketing tool was probably Twitter, and these social media platforms have these sort of, there's no rules, there's no proper channels of finding out why was my account turned off. Why did my million followers disappear overnight? There's no one to reach out to talk about it. And Raheem is a very influential gay fucking figure and who has been silenced along with all of these other performers for no reason, with no recourse, which is why I want to talk about this, because this is something that needs to change on these platforms because people make their livings. Like, you're fucking with people's lives doing this.
Yeah, they're very vague on what can be done, what can be done, like, what can't be done. Some say, like, you're allowed to show nudity, but you can't show aroused nudity, or you can't show hardcore action, or you can't show, like, exchange of fluids. Like, some of the stuff, it's just really contradictory on what is cool and what's not cool. And then you look at some other things, and you're like, how is that up, but Raheem's is down? You know? Like,
yeah.
Raheem's didn't show... I know some platforms you can't show... piss, blood, shit. Some of the ones are not allowed. Like Chaos Men was selling DVDs of all their piss play stuff one year because they couldn't show it online. And they couldn't advertise it either because piss is like the one thing you weren't allowed to do, I guess, on Chaos Men. But the rules suck. And I really just feel like somebody needs to invent a Twitter and an Instagram for adults, where, like, we can just show what we want, and it needs to be invite only, like Raya, where it's only cool people, and if you're not cool, you get suspended. Maybe we should invent a social media site for drag queens and porn stars, and that's it. Girl. And showgirls.
Girl, that's all my Twitter is.
Dipper, can you do that for us?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah,
for that, right?
Dipper, on the next break, if you could just go ahead and fire that up.
I'm right on top of that night blooming rose.
Twitter is supposed to be the one where anything goes.
Right.
Where there's not
In olden
rules.
Days, a glimpse of tweeting.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like someone...
Targeted
was,
harassment?
Someone was trying to take him down. And so they like, I'm going to report all of his posts. And so, you know, some computer says, oh, this account is doing things that they shouldn't be doing, so we're going to shut it down. And there's no one that, I mean, you want to talk about baboons tapping at a computer. There's not even a baboon. The baboon is on lunch break when it comes to getting feedback about, hey, why is my account shut down? Or like, what's the reason? Or can we work it out? There's no one there.
You need to talk to Jane Goodall to get to the baboon, to get to the Twitter people to find out. There's nobody at Twitter who will ever help. You send a message, good luck. You better know somebody somewhere.
Honey, gorillas in the mist.
And as long as they're not gorillas in the piss, because you can't show that either. I hope he gets his account back, but if not,
too.
I'll see him on the OnlyFans.
Yes.
With Miss Frisbee.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? Yeah, and we'll be right back. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home-cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to
factormeals.com/drag50
and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Hello, love.
Hello, hello, love.
Hello, love.
Hello.
A red wig and a silver dress. That's all I've seen. I'm not exactly inspired. Why is it fucking Australian? God damn it, it's hard.
So it's not hard for us to watch drag. We love watching it. It is no mistake. And there is a drag show happening in the UK right now.
Maybe you've heard of it.
The Miss Druck 3 page.
Mm-hmm.
And this week's episode is called the Miss Fugly Beauty Pageant.
Yes, Drag Race UK Series 3 is in full force. River Medway, Willem's best friend on Twitter, and Theresa May both got sent home in a shocking double elimination.
Get your shit.
Don't worry, it won't happen again.
17 years I've been your white woman.
Oh my God.
Oh, we could start the bakery next year, Bernadette. So Theresa and River went home, even
cut
though...
Cut off my hair.
Cut it off. How short do you want it?
I'm not going to cut your hair off. I'm not going
to... You've been growing it
just
so
cut
long.
It. Give me the scissors. Give me the scissors. I'll do it.
Okay, no, you want a short? Fine, I'll do a short.
Fine. We need to exhale. That needs to be a movie club. Movie club night.
A movie. You know, sometimes you fall in love sometimes.
Shoop, that's a movie club.
Do you know Shoop was a placeholder? They were supposed to have lyrics there, and then it just worked, so they left it. All you got to do is say Shoop.
It really works. Yep. It really works.
It definitely did.
Okay, so the girls are fighting. Scarlett doesn't think Ella Vidae is funny, even though Ella Vidae just won the Snatch Game.
Did it freeze, or did you just say 18 times?
Oh, okay.
The remix! We the best podcast!
Scarlett is saying that Ella isn't funny, even though Ella just won Snatch Game.
Mommy, baby, this is garbage.
She doesn't see it. She just doesn't see it. Sometimes girls just don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of the girls didn't see Scarlett's Macaulay Culkin, but editing sure did. So, I mean, I get people not seeing others' performances all the way until you see them on a TV. So maybe that was that definitely was Scarlett's opinion in the room, and she's allowed to have it. Are we allowed to drag her for it now? Of course. Yes, we are. Because her snatch wasn't that funny either.
Right. Well,
to anyone except RuPaul.
We are down to the top five, which is remarkable because bing, bang, bong, sing, sang, song. That happened fast. Final five.
There's
going to
be two UK winners within 6 months of each other, basically.
Well,
we got Lawrence.
A lot of dolls.
Lawrence is 7 months into his reign and it's November. Yeah.
A lot of dolls.
UK's
out there.
Churning them out, churning and burning.
Yes. But, you know, this is going straight into the Maxi Challenge, which is a very fun one. The Miss Fugly Beauty Pageant.
Wow. Straight into the Maxi. It must be like they filmed it in a rush.
Oh, my God. Oh, here we go.
The Fugly
allegedly,
means friend.
Allegedly. Allegedly, he was unconscious for 12 hours. Allegedly.
The Fugly Pageant.
I'm under a lot of stress. Tom Girardi flipped his car 5 times in the snow in Pasadena. I'm under a lot of stress. There is no Fugly stands for friend. You gotta love yourself. But I mean, they're supposed to be a little busted, right? Because it's like a timed challenge. They're given 69 minutes, then they're giving 60 minutes, then they're given 30 minutes. So it's like an exceedingly fast. It's almost like they were filming in a rush. No, it's funny because they're given a limited amount of time, and that's a part of the challenge. Bing, bang, bong, they have to put together 3 different looks, and they don't even know in what order each category is coming. So this is a fun challenge. This is where I think we would thrive in this.
Oh, girl. I could have done 3 looks in an hour.
Right. Yeah.
But I have a question. Do you think Rue got ready in 59 minutes? Or 69 minutes? How did that work?
That takes some more time than that, I think.
3 to 4 hours.
But you're right. Wait. She's in the workroom.
No, I think it was bullshit. I think they gave them more than 69 minutes.
Maybe they did lunch or something?
Let me just text River. Hold on.
Some say love, it is a river.
Some Ting Wong was on season one. Yeah, so who knows what the time span was, but maybe one day one of the girls will come on and talk to us.
Why don't we ask someone drunk at a party? Why don't we ask someone drunk at a party and see what they spout off?
Well, then I'd have to take all the dicks out of my ears. So, I don't
wow,
really know.
They do it different in the UK.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you know how much my bandwidth really is.
I've really taken command of the language.
Before the main stage, there's a Dragula style announcement. The runway is about to begin, and all the queens freak out.
It's very.
They
Dragula.
Said, "Oh, let's do it like they do it on that other show." That's
it
what
was
they said,
very.
Basically.
Attention, contestants! Attention, competitors! You have just put the first swipe of glue on your eyebrow. The main stage is about to start. Anyway, RuPaul looks really cool. She's giving, like, Mildred Pierce. She's giving... This is very Joan Crawford because she's got the shoulder pads and the victory roll hair, and it's red.
Yeah.
What are you not
It's gagged? Giving... I like the silhouette. I think that the hair could definitely be bigger, but I'm fine with it. See, this makes me think that Ru's not being real because, you know, when RuPaul acts, she wears red hair.
And
that's so this
color.
Makes me think that she's acting.
I'm not acting. I'm not acting.
The other judges are Michelle Visage, Alan Carr, and Alicia Dixon, and they are getting ready to see this runway Fugly swimwear.
Alicia
honey,
Dixon is a live wire. She is. I love her as a judge. She's very exuberant. She has a lot to say. And she's, like, in drag herself. So, like, this
yeah,
is the kind of judge I like.
Definitely a face for fashion.
What?
Definitely a face for fashion.
So stunning.
What do you think of these outfits? These little pool party outfits?
Well, the first challenge is runway... the first category, runway Fugly swimwear. I think it was smart. This was clearly this was a predetermined challenge.
Yeah,
category.
Girls brought stuff with them. This is basically a quick ball challenge.
Yes. So it's supposed to be like ugly swimwear. And I think the girls who brought teeth effects did really great. Like Kitty had different teeth for every category, which changing your teeth really changes so much.
I know. I was on season 4.
You were the first girl with veneers.
Oh my God. I was the first. I invented everything.
You did it all first.
I was the first designer girl breaking out the Westwood.
Yeah.
Girl, I gave it to him.
Wow. You invented drag. Should we remix I Invented That with Willem instead of Jackie?
No. My 2022 resolution is not to work with Jackie Beat ever again.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. I'll work with her one more time and then that's it.
Oh my God, that's that. Who stood out for you in the fugly swimwear?
You know, I like Kitty. Kitty gave it to me. She gave me ugly fried chlorine hair.
Yeah.
She gave me teeth. She gave me titties.
Yeah.
Her tights matched her tits, matched her arms, matched her face, and she had blue eyeshadow on. She gave it to me. A lot of the other girls, I think, were too concerned with being pretty and then trying to sell wacky through their performance instead of their outfits or their face. Like,
yeah.
Scarlett just gave me pretty, you know? And, oh, Crystal is swamp. See, Crystal went there. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ella and Scarlett, you know...
Is it fugly enough? Scarlett Harlett, I mean, she looks really great. This is hearkening back to Katya's latex gown with the swimming cap with the nose plug thing. But no, I mean, I think it's Kitty and it's Crystal Versace for this category for me in general.
Vanity Milan's is ugly, but not like super ugly.
Right. It's impractical, but not ugly.
Yeah, like who wears a quilt to the beach?
But that's part of maybe why she was interpreting it as like this is bad swimwear because you wouldn't wear a quilted thing. If she would have lost that necklace, it would have gone up 10 points on my scorecard because the necklace
just needs
is
to be
like,
uglier. It's not ugly enough. It's just a basic yellow something. And while Kitty's is
she looks
ugly,
too pretty.
It's extra and ugly. Yes. Like it's, I'm none of the girls really went whole hog other than I feel like Crystal Versace kind of.
Yeah.
And now we just have another reason to hate her. 19 and good at drag.
Well, the next category, the girls go backstage to a fake charity shop. And they have to include a minimum of 5 items from the fugly charity shop leftovers and go from trash to posh in 60 minutes. And charity shop Sue, the real one, is back there to guide them and distract them. What do we think of these looks?
These outfits they basically made little travel tip-in numbers. These are not outfits you would wear on stage, any of them.
No, this is, you know, this is meet and greet. This is in the car. This is arriving kind of category.
Very that. We have Vanity Milan standing out in color in this orange. She's in my little chow down wig and her ankles look thick as fuck too. What are y'all doing these girls' ankles?
It's because of the angle of the way these pictures
were
taken.
The ankle. Baby, don't shoot my ankles from below.
To me, the standouts here are Vanity Milan. Now, the name of the game for a challenge like this is you have to play with variety of silhouette. So that means your hair should be different, your dress should be different, the story, the character, each category should be completely different than the last one. So if you did long, bouncy, bubbly hair in the last look, you want to do a short, crazy cropped thing and do something totally different. Vanity Milan is giving us this short little Monet exchange wig in platinum. The orange dress looks fabulous. She takes this category for me. Also, Ella Vidae is standing out because she really is embracing the like charity shop aspect of it. And this looks like the chic girl who shops at a charity shop and like puts a really great Carrie Bradshaw kind of look together.
Yeah. I'd say Crystal and Scarlett, you know, they just give basic black and their breastplate, and it just doesn't go there for me as like trash to posh, really. And they may have used materials that were suitable for the challenges, but like it just didn't stand out. Wearing black on the main stage is never a good idea.
Unless
I think the two of you would do so well in this category.
Oh, duh.
Oh, fuck
racks
yeah.
Of clothing to style amazing looks from.
Hell goodbye. Yes.
The final category is the Miss Fugly Beauty Pageant, which is fugly but fashionable, and Rue gives them 30 minutes, supposedly. Elle of a Day looks like a flannel foreskin.
I think
girl,
that's a lie.
You think it's a lie, or we know it's a lie?
I don't think it was 30 minutes. I think they had longer.
I
Who
agree.
Stood out for you in this category?
For good reason or bad reason?
Either way. Okay, I love when you get in Twitter fights with these girls.
I'd say the standouts for the last category were definitely Crystal Versace, Vanity Milan, and Kitty Scott Claus. Because they just did things that they didn't do earlier. It looks like something that is an extension of their personality, not something, oh, my designer friend made this and I'm wearing it. Like, I love Elle of a Day, but I don't really know who she is based on her looks. She's always pretty and put together. You know, she just, she gives me like someone who's a great new queen that somebody helped get up in drag, you know, like I'm not seeing what her distinct style is yet, maybe. And this isn't a read. This is just cause she's new, but like everything's right and perfect. And the boobs there and the hair's there and the outfit is there. But like, you know, when you see an outfit of mine, if you cut off my head, you could be like, that's Willem. You know, look at all the shit she's got on. Look at how it is. Look at the shape. Like, you know me.
I saw Kylie on All Stars.
Shut up.
Hey, David.
Also, the Kitty, you know, she just got... She's got this great silhouette, and like Vanity, she obviously knows how to bring the drama with this black look. This black look is so great on her, and it's the opposite of what the LBDs that Scarlett and Crystal Versace were wearing in the second category, because this is black, but it takes up so much space. It definitely applies the School of Alaska drag moment, you know, taking up space. And same with Crystal Versace, with the big giant jacket, the different boots. This takes up space. It makes an impact. It's not just a look. It's like a vibe, a feeling, and everything. And the hair, it's very like reminiscent of something Matthew would have done with the braiding hair, just chopped. It's Crystal Versace obviously grew up on Drag Race. And it shows. She's killing this competition.
And very well executed. Vanity Milan really came out for me in this category. I'm obsessed with, like, I want to wear this. I love this. I'm obsessed with this. I think it looks really cool. And it brings in the fugliness because it's kind of an unexpected, like,
shape,
quilted
silhouette,
but also the material is sort of an unexpected, unconventional
very Patagonia. Material.
Very Patagonia. I love it. But I can see why Kitty Scott Claus took the night, because it was her moment to do so. And she committed in each character. Each one was a singular different character. And teeth. She gave us teeth.
She gave us full look. She did drag in every part of her body that was available to do drag. Nails, mouth, hair, body. Ankle. I don't understand why Vanity was in the bottom, really, with Scarlett, but, you know, somebody had to be. And,
it's so she could have this lip sync. Because...
Oh, honey. Because if you thought two white girls were going to do Mystique, no, honey.
Vanity Milan burned the house down with this lip sync.
I hear they're doing fire safety videos now. Because she did that.
Also,
and Scarlett
what
did
a
not
good
stand
song.
A chance, even if she was held up by like two men refusing to sit down. She could not stand a chance.
Right.
This was the best part about that Catwoman movie. Yeah, right.
What a good fucking song. So scandalous.
Don't know the words. So scandalous. A little conversation, baby.
And Vanity really just burned. She turned. She split. She gagged. She breathed. I live. And it was
time. They should have given her a per diem. How many times did she lip sync this season?
Girl. What, well,
she basically still ganaching this whole season.
Yeah.
I'm going to be happy to see some of these other girls lip sync very soon.
Well, Scarlett, we said goodbye to her, but she was definitely a standout character on this season. And she will be missed, but we're already down to the final four. I mean, is it like the finale? Going on.
I hear they did the final four after their second meal penalty on their third day.
Oh. Well, you heard it here, so it must be a fact. Why don't we go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back.
Okay, before we get
Alan Carr, get out of my dressing room. I don't want to believe your lies anymore. Stop. What are you even doing in crew?
Hello, love.
Who is that? Oh, Graham. No, Graham. No, Graham. Graham, no.
Hello,
this isn't
love.
Tina Burner's dressing room. Get out of here. Sniffing up the wrong tree. She was looking for some Tina. Graham was looking for Tina. That's what was happening.
It's me, Alan Carr. Did you know we filmed this season of Drag Race UK in 45 minutes on a lunch break?
About to go spelunking.
Honey, there comes the time in every pod where we go spelunking. Deep inside the DL.
This first message comes from Zach. He says, "Hi, lovely ladies. Friend of the pod here. I have a question, but it requires a small amount of explanation. I was raised by a gay dad and a not gay mom. After my parents divorced when I was three, they each got split custody of my sister and myself. My dad's an actor, and therefore I was raised at many different theaters and was lucky enough to be around all types of people, including drag performers. I do feel really lucky knowing that I grew up surrounded by drag queens because this is a rare treat for young children. Though I have identified as straight all my life, my personality is pretty flamboyant. I grew up singing show tunes, watching queer staples of filmography, and wearing colorful and fun outfits out of pocket. Unfortunately, people link personality to sexuality and have assumed my sexuality my whole life. I was a recipient of some pretty gross bullying when I was in middle school, part of this being called a faggot regularly. Here's my question. When referring to the trauma of my past to others, I've used the word that I was called. Being that I'm a straight individual, how do you feel it is appropriate for me to use this word in the context? I would never think to call someone else that word, but just using it to describe my history or quoting something someone else. What are your thoughts on this? Thank you so much for reading this and making me LOL regularly, Zach." Wait, we have straight people listening to this?
Welcome back to Straight Gauze. We're talking sports and...
If a bird and a fish fall in love, where will they ejaculate? Oh
my God. Do you think...
It's a straight talk line.
Do you think that it's appropriate for someone who's straight to say the F word? Which now the F word is fag. Or fag.
As long as they're in me. I mean... They can call me whatever they want.
Well,
you know, this one, I feel like he can say it because who's ever listening to the story probably doesn't want to hear it because who cares? You don't have to deal with all the gay stuff that the gay people actually deal with. Someone just called you that and, you know, it would be different if you actually were, but like, I don't care. And Zach, I love you and thank you for listening, but.
But what?
I don't care.
Oh, you don't care.
I don't care if he uses the word. Like, I'm not trying to word police at all. And someone called him that. He's repeating it in a story. It's not like...
It's not like he's using it with hate in his heart.
Yeah,
I'm certainly not bothered. But are you going to run into some people who are? Zach?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. So to err on the safe side, you might want to just say the F word. Or you're going to have to, like, have long, lengthy conversations about language and this and that. So does it bother me? Personally? As long as you're not calling me a faggot, and if it's in the context of you were called a faggot when you were a child, then, like, it's chill. But, like, don't go around, you know, using it a lot.
Oh, wow. This next message? This is graphic.
What? Should I read it? Okay. From G. Dearest Alaska, Willem, Big Dipper, and whomever else it may concern, I stumbled across this video of a world-class Russian rhythmic gymnast performing a routine to music by none other than RuPaul Charles and thought you'd like to see it. Rhythmic gymnastics is essentially drag for bendy bitches. Have you seen the amount of makeup these girls put on for competition? So maybe we'll see this AFAB skinny queen on season 14. Attached is a very explicit drick pic of my husband clasping my cock while lovingly ramming his own into my hole. Thoughts? Question mark. I love that the wedding... First of all, this is the most artistic nude photo I've ever seen. It was taken by a professional photographer. It's in black and white. You can see the wedding bands, both of them, in the picture. There's also two erect dicks and an identifiable tattoo. So if, you know, I mean, we can figure out who you are.
The dick pic seems lovely. I mean, it's weird when adult men have no pubes, but it's up to everybody else to choose their landing strip. Like,
well,
none
they had
at
a
all.
Photo shoot. They had a photo shoot that day.
This rhythm of gymnastics thing, there's a girl, she's a gymnast, I forget her name, but she was the one dating this really hot other gymnast who seems like Stacy, I think, but he cheated on her and now she's with an even hotter guy. I forget her name. We're friends on Instagram. She does a lot of, she has like RuPaul in her mixes and her mixes are sickening. She's always bouncing all over and doing great.
Did she do a gymnastics routine to Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood because he cheated on her? Oh, wow. Dina Averina Clubs. She's turning. She's gagging me. She's amazing. Check this out. Can we put a link in the description or something? Or on Mom Podcasts?
Yeah. Nobody tipped, but she was good.
She's really good. I know. They should have been lined up like fucking Play Louisville. Like, it should have been Tip Town over there.
Tip Town. Take me to Tip Town.
Hey,
that'll
boys.
Be the name of our next drag show, Tip Town.
This number's going to take me to Tip Town.
Do you want to read the next message or shall I? I will, since you're drinking. Is that busy?
No, it's Waterloo.
Waterloo. This next message comes from Ben. He says, Dear Alaska, Willem, and Big Dipper, and or guest. Or shall I say Anchorage, Billum, and Dib Bipper, and or guest. You should say whatever you want. I'm emailing because I have a quandary for you. I'm relatively new to the gay hookup scene, and I've just met someone who I've been talking to on Bumble for a while. Before meeting him, I told him that I was still newish, and he said, that doesn't matter. We met up at his place and had a lovely time, 3 minutes, before he said, let me just stick it in you already. This was a big change of character from the person I was texting, but I said, in a bit, and he said, all right. A few minutes later, he said, you ready? And I said, sure. I got in the position, and he tried to stick it in, but it wouldn't fit. I've had sex with guys before, but never with a dick this thick before. After lubing up, because he refused to eat ass, he tried to stick it in, and it slid in. After a minute, I asked to stop because it hurt, and he said, okay. I checked to make sure I was fine, and he stuck it in again. When I felt pain a few minutes later, I asked him to stop, and he did, and he said, oh shit, you're bleeding. Go clean that shit up. I went to clean up and came back. Got changed and left. As I was leaving, he said, if you have female friends, send them my way. And I said, go fuck yourself. You might be loser.
Looser.
Oh, go fuck yourself. You might be looser. And walked down 14 flights of stairs just for dramatic effect. So, dolls, my question after that backstory is, where do you go from here other than to get tested and block this bitch? Thank you so much for the help, Ben. Well, I don't know if he means where does he go from here with this person? Is he going to try to retaliate? Is he going to try to fornicate? Or is he going to just shut the gate? Like, what do you think he wants to do with this?
Here's where you did the right thing. You said, honey, I'm out of here. And you can't wait for the elevator after you have an exit line. You have to take the stairs. So
you have to get right out.
Committing to the 14 flights of stairs down after saying, fuck you, I'm never going to see you in your bullshit again. You did the right thing there. Now,
you also did the right thing not keying the car, because he would have known who did it. You got to wait a couple weeks to fuck up the car and the tires and all that. You got to wait.
Oh, my God.
What were you saying?
I don't. It doesn't sound like the best, you know, hookup. When you're hooking up with people that you've just met, it's possible for things to go wrong, to be awkward, to be uncomfortable, to be, you know, to not work out, to not be a match. That happens. And it sounds like, you know, you tried something.
I keep bleeding love.
It sounds like you tried something and it didn't work out. And
he bust me open.
And I guess that's okay. And that wasn't a match. So I guess just leave it at that.
Yeah, right? leave it at that. But next time someone says they're not going to eat your ass, you tell them, okay, well, you got to play with it a little first. Like, spit on it, finger me, do something. Go get your remote, your DirecTV remote, not the VCR remote. Do something.
What about a Roku?
Oh, that would work too. Or if you have a Wii tennis paddle or a Wii golf stick, something like that. You need to do something to let the body know, hey, guess what? We have visitors. We're going to be shoving stuff up there right now. Instead of just trying to shove the thickest dick you've ever taken in your butt. So I think the bleeding, that's usually because you're clamping down and you're not like ready for it or stretched out enough, or someone shoved it too far without enough lube. So I really think that if someone's not willing to do the prep that you want, you need to do some pre-prep at home to make sure that you're ready for them, no matter if they'll eat your ass or they won't. Like, I always shove a finger or two up there before any dicks get up there. Like,
right.
Always. But that's usually how I go to the market. To market.
Well, piggy went to market.
Honey, she stays at the market.
I know that some people use like a butt plug like for a while before having like intercourse like this, because you know it's natural to, you know.
I don't like a plug, but I'll take a power strip. You just have to unplug it first. And then I'm good. But
in hotels, it's sometimes very hard to find the plug.
That's why I bring my own.
Well, we want to thank you so much for listening to
Hot Goss.
That's Hot Goss.
Please send us your questions, queries, emails, whatever, to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And you know what? We have a special request for you, listeners. We want to specifically ask you about your relationship and sex questions. We have an expert guest coming on, so bring us the juicy ones. We want to talk about sex and relationships. If you haven't written in before, now's the time. We have an expert coming on, and we really want to hear from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and to the people that are DMing me saying Dipper's ignoring their messages, it's not that he's ignoring you, it's just that you're not interesting enough.
Or they're not sending them to the email.
Yeah, whatever reason it is, don't email me about it, because I'm going to ignore it even more, let me tell you, honey. If you really want our attention, just go to the Patreon and sign up for the bonus content and leave a little comment under there, because then I'll know, like, oh, they love us, they're tipping us, they want us to do good, they're contributing. So go to patreon.com/Willem. There's lots of great content there. And the Race Chaser girls really shine there. They really shine.
Yes.
Did you tell them about our Instagram yet?
Follow us on Instagram at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, at Mom Podcasts, and that link on Instagram at Race Chaser Pod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, and a link to AAPIP.org to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
Get the vax, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy.
And we'll be back next week with more.
Pipe fingers, steaming, scalding,
balding, boiling,
hot God. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.